Agatha Raisin by N.C. Beaton, dramatized for radio by David Semple, and starring Penelope Keith as Agatha. Episode 1, The Murderous Marriage.
So, Aggie, you're finally marrying Mr. Wright.
Roy, I keep telling you, there's a problem.
Well, bound to be. I mean, it's like a car that's been left in the garage for some years. It can be ever so hard to get it started up again.
I don't have that many miles on the clock. Anyway, we have been for a test drive, and I'm pleased to say the bodywork can still cope with some dangerous bends.
Oh, good. Because I was going to say there's always antifreeze.
Roy, my problem is that I'm already married.
What?
Roy, are you all right?
No, I'm not, actually. I've just spilt my frappuccino down the front of my brand new Dolce & Gabbana.
25 years ago, I walked out on my husband. It had all been a bit of a whirlwind romance. When we finally stopped spinning, I realized it had been the biggest mistake of my life. We had absolutely nothing in common. I wanted a career, he wanted a human punch bag.
Oh, Aggie. So did you get a divorce?
I didn't think I needed one. I mean, my view on marriage was been there, done that, never again. And I didn't think Jimmy would even notice I was gone. The man was in a permanent alcoholic stupor. It was like being married to a beer mat.
So, where is he now?
Well, that's the thing. Nobody knows. I mean, I assume he's dead. After I left, he went downhill fast. He was last seen living in Cardboard City. But he must have gone to that great Doss house in the sky by now.
Oh, you're always such a ray of sunshine, aren't you? So presumably the wedding's off until you know for sure?
No. That's just the thing. It's all going ahead on the 25th of October.
But you can't get married to James if your first husband's still out there marinating his liver.
Look, I just have to. I can't risk losing James. I've waited nearly 4 years for him to propose. If he finds out about Jimmy, he'll head for the hills.
Well, surely it's better he finds out before the big day rather than on it. I mean, I prefer my wedding photos to be bridegroom and bride, rather than groom, groom, and bride being led to a police car.
Roy, I've got to take the risk. How do you think I became a successful businesswoman? I know it's a gamble, but the sensible thing is to just press ahead and pray that he's dead.
Oh, that's ever so sensible. Have you ever heard of a word called bigamy? It's in the dictionary between barmy and bonkers. Hang on. When did James actually propose?
Ooh, 3 months ago.
So why have you only just told me?
Because I knew what you'd say.
What would I say?
Don't do it.
And that's still what I'm saying.
Yes, but it's too late now. On top of everything else, I'm selling my house.
No, not your dear little cottage with a lovely laburnum tree standing in a bed of cigarette butts.
I want to move in with James. And with the sale of the cottage, we'll have the most wonderful life together. We'll be able to travel, see the world, eat in all the best restaurants.
Well, just make sure when you leave these restaurants, you don't step over your other husband lying in the gutter.
Look, he's got to be dead. He's just got to be.
Wanting someone dead doesn't necessarily mean they are. Well, quite a few of my exes would be pushing up daisies.
Well, that's where I want to ask a favour. I want you to go round Cardboard City and find out for sure. See if you can find anyone who knows what happened to Jimmy.
Oh, what a treat. I love meeting winos in cardboard boxes. In fact, if he's not dead, I'll probably marry him myself.
Coming! Got to go. Someone coming to look at the house.
Aggie, please. This is the worst mistake since the captain of the Titanic said, no, go ahead, it's only an iceberg.
Thank you for your support. Goodbye. I'm just coming. Oh, shivers, leave the wallpaper alone. I'm trying to sell this place. Oh, it's you.
Good morning to you too, Mrs. Raisin.
Mrs. Wendell, sorry, I was waiting for someone to look at the house.
Well, wait no longer. I come with just that very purpose.
But you only live round the corner.
I know, but I've recently begun a new hobby, buying up ruined old properties and turning them into something special.
Well, I've spent 5 years ruining this place for just such an occasion. Do you want to come in?
I most certainly do. I have no wish to buy a pig in a poke.
Well, you can come in then and poke to your heart's content.
Oh, Mrs. Raisin, I feel inspired. I mean, strip away the fixtures and furnishings, and you've got quite a bit of potential. And just think what could be done by someone with taste.
I'm trying not to. Are you planning to sell your own cottage?
Oh, no. You don't expect me to live here, do you? No, I see this as an investment opportunity.
Really?
Yes. I shall convert your house into a small hotel.
But, there are only two bedrooms.
Yes. Perhaps the bon mot is not so much petite as bijou. I shall get a proper designer in to do it. Do you know Roger from the cottage on the other side?
I can't say I've had the pleasure.
Oh, he's such a sweet boy. At first I thought he was gay, but it turns out no, he's just Welsh.
But don't you need a safety certificate and fire escape?
Details, Mrs. Raisin, details. And this is a very good time to get into the hospitality industry. You see, Sainsbury's has a special offer on croissants.
Oh, yes. Perhaps you'd like a look around.
Indeed. Hello, Chiver. I see you've got a lot of clothes hanging about. Are you lacking in closet space?
No. Actually, I'm just choosing my wedding outfit.
Oh, the wedding. Oh, well, I can see that dress is an old favourite. Of course, I am unable to attend. I shall be giving my Lady Windermere's fan to the people of Prendergast.
Well, I only hope they find a use for it.
It's a funny thing, Mrs. Raisin.
Yes?
I was speaking to the Reverend Bloxby, and he seemed to think you were a widow. But I always thought you were a divorcee.
No, the Reverend Bloxby's right.
Really? How long have you been a widow?
The normal amount of time. A few years.
Oh, how peculiar. Oh, well then, my mistake.
Is there some change, please?
Hello.
Huh? Who are you?
My name is Roy. Look, do you mind if I sit down for a minute? I'm absolutely exhausted from walking the streets for the past 6 hours. But, I wonder if you can help me. I'm looking for a gentleman of the road by the name of Jimmy Razor.
Jimmy? And there's a blast from the past. What makes you think I might know him?
Well, I was thinking he might be a colleague of yours. I mean, you might have slept together. I mean, I'm not suggesting there was anything sexual, obviously. Although, maybe there was. It's not for me to say.
Oh, perhaps I do know Jimmy. Oh, what's the worth?
All right, will you tell me for £5?
Make it ten.
Oh, you drive a hard bargain. Five and seven, eight, nine, ten. There you go.
Yes, I know. I know Jimmy.
I kind of guessed that, but can you tell me where he is?
Aye.
Well?
That'll cost you extra.
Honestly. Look, that's all I've got, I promise.
I knew Jimmy very well. Well, he doesn't live here anymore.
So where is he living?
You see that big building over there?
Oh, that sort of great big glass blamange.
Aye, that's the one. Well, Jimmy's gone to live in that.
Oh, is it a dropout centre? I mean, drop-in.
Aye, something like that, but I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't go there if you paid me.
Well, thanks for the information. I'd best be going.
Hang on a wee minute. Who are you, by the way?
I told you, my name's Roy.
No, are you the police or the social?
No, actually, I'm a public relations executive.
Why? I used to work in PR.
Did you? Oh, lovely. Now I know what I've got to look forward to.
At this point, the bride passes her bouquet to the matron of honour.
Here you are, Mrs. Block.
Oh, thank you very much.
And the best man sits. Oh, where has DC Wong got to?
Lord, I think he popped out to answer his mobile.
Sorry about that. Chief Inspector having a bit of bother with joyriders.
Really? Now, the congregation sits, and I... If there's one thing ruined the ambiance of a 17th century church, it's 21st century technology.
I think that would be your phone, dear.
Yes. There it was. The Reverend's box, please.
Oh, I can't wait to get the flowers organised. We're decorating the altar this evening on a theme of mists and mellow fruitfulness. I've got the Cardsley Ladies' Society scouting round the hedgerows looking for pine cones.
Oh, how marvellous.
And it's always such a shame when they're just swept into the gutter.
Oh, yes.
There's something I keep forgetting to ask you, Mrs. Reason.
Yes?
Well, I was talking to the Reverend Bloxby, and he says you still haven't managed to get hold of your husband's death certificate.
No, not yet. But as you know, the circumstances of his death were somewhat unfortunate.
Well, if it was anyone else, that would be a problem, but I do trust you implicitly.
And have you sorted out your honeymoon yet?
Oh, yes. We're off to Corsica. Sun, sand, and a bracing stroll to Napoleon's birthday.
Just as soon as the sale of my cottage goes through.
A little bird told me Mrs. Wendell was buying your house.
A little bird told the truth.
Oh, how lovely. Oh, that will be nice. You'll have Mrs. Wendell living next door to you.
Yes, we'll have Mrs. Wendell living next door to us.
I must say, it's the most marvellous time of year to be getting married. I mean, it's just at the point when it all seems so grey on autumnal, and suddenly I feel as if it's springtime.
Oh.
No, really, it's all so exciting. I find it quite hard to finish my breakfast some mornings.
Mrs.
Hume,
are you all right?
Oh, Mrs. Bloxby, I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a large brown rat. Underneath the communion rail.
I told Alf there were some strange marks in the communion wafers. Still, at least it's a Church of England.
Perhaps you want to get hold of Renicill?
Oh, yes, straight away. I mean, it would be awful if something like that turned up in the middle of Mrs. Raisin's wedding.
Raisin. Raisin. Oh, of course. You mean Jimmy.
That's the one.
Yes, Jimmy Raisin. One of our success stories. Do you know, when we met Jim, he was in a bad way. Oh, but now he's off the drink, taking pride in his appearance, and he's even got a little job in the local library.
So you mean he's alive?
Yes. He wouldn't be awfully good as a librarian if he were dead.
No, I suppose not.
Did you say you wanted to see him?
Oh, if it's not too much trouble. I think it's wonderful what you do with these
people.
That's the word.
And you're a relative, are you?
No, a friend of a friend of a friend sort of thing. We only just found out that he was a homeless. I mean, a homeless person. Or a person with homelessness.
And why exactly did you want to visit him?
To tell him that we care.
Right. Well, Jimmy's not in the best of health, so I'd rather you didn't stay too long. But if you'd like to follow me.
Lovely.
Ah, Jimmy.
Oh, hello there.
You've got a visitor here. Roy.
Have I now? Oh, that's nice.
Hello there, Jimmy. Long time no see.
Yes. In fact, I can't remember when I last saw you.
Right. Well, I'll leave you two alone, shall I?
Thanks, Martin.
Thank you.
So, who the hell are you?
My name is Roy, but that's not important. I'm here on behalf of a woman called Agatha Razor. Do you remember her? You used to be married to her.
Oh, no. There's no use to be. Me and Agatha are still married.
Hello?
Aggie, do you want the good news or the bad?
Good news.
Jimmy Raisin's only got 6 weeks to live.
Oh. And the bad?
He wants to come and visit you.
What?
Apparently, he read about your forthcoming nuptials in the Daily Telegraph.
Jimmy wouldn't read the Telegraph.
No, but he has been known to sleep under it. You don't get the same warmth under a tabloid.
Oh, James would have to put an announcement in the one remaining broadsheet.
He seems quite a nice chap, really. And I think he still carries a torch for you.
I do not need to hear that.
But, I mean, he's not likely to make it to the Cotswolds in his condition, is he?
Oh, can you imagine the consequences if he did?
Especially on your wedding day.
Look, it's not going to end up that way, because on the big day, you will be outside the church on sentry duty. And if Jimmy turns up...
Aggie, I hate to say it, but I can't actually come to your wedding.
What?
Well, my mum's going to be in hospital. She's having a hip replacement. She's been waiting over a year.
1 year? I've been waiting nearly 5 years for my wedding.
Well, let's just hope it's not like waiting for a bus. You wait 5 years for a husband, and then two come along.
Oh, Mrs. Raven, I can hardly believe it's finally happening. I mean, all that planning and the big day is finally here.
Yes.
I mean, I know you and James have been so close for so long, but I just thought he was a concerned old bachelor married to the Daily Telegraph crossword.
I know.
You have done the most wonderful thing. You followed your heart, you found happiness, you made a miracle happen.
Mrs. Bloxby.
Yes.
Please stop talking.
Oh, right.
Welcome, everyone, to the joining together in matrimony of two of our village's most colourful characters, Colonel James Lacey and Mrs. Agatha Raisin. It's so good to see so many people here today. If you could all perhaps shuffle along your pews, there should be plenty of room for everyone.
Thank you.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. In the presence of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we have come together to witness...
Who is that?
So, you decided to start without me, did you?
Who is this man?
Nobody.
Ah, this is all a very pretty sight. Much more impressive than our day at Dagenham Town Hall.
What's going on? Is this some sort of practical joke?
I only wish it was, James.
Well, if it's not a joke, you've got an awful lot of explaining to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ceremony will adjourn for a few moments. May I ask Mrs. Asquith to play some suitable music?
So, let me get this straight. You're saying you used to be married to Mrs. Raisin?
Oh, no. Me and Aggie are still married. And I've even got the piece of paper to prove it.
Agatha, you said that he was dead.
And I thought he was. Years ago, I heard he was back on the bottle, sleeping rough. Didn't have long to live.
But it's always just as well to check.
James, I'm sorry.
Agatha, you've just made a complete fool of me in front of the entire village and told me the worst kind of lie imaginable. I don't think sorry is really good enough.
I didn't know, James. I thought he was dead.
Well, I don't know if this is the right time to say it, but in the eyes of the law, ignorance is no defense.
No, Alf, it is not the right time to say it. Mrs. Raisin made a mistake, that her marriage had clearly broken down, so there's no reason why she shouldn't get a divorce, and perhaps you and James could marry at a registry office.
Actually, Mrs. Bloxby, there is a reason. Because there's a little thing called trust. And when that is gone, you can't marry someone. Not today, tomorrow, or any other day.
Ah, oh, don't upset yourself, Agatha. All is not lost. You've still got me.
Get off me! Look, here's some money so you can get back to whatever hole you crawled out of.
Well, how's about a little kiss for the judge?
I could kill you, Jimmy. I could kill you for what you've done to me.
That's enough, Agatha. No, I think you've done what you came here for, sir. And if I could just take a statement, then one of my men would escort you back to London.
Is that so, officer? And aren't you going to arrest this woman?
That is no concern to you whatsoever.
Perhaps we could just slip out the back door and pop along to the vicarage and discuss all this a bit more calmly.
We've got nothing to discuss. The wedding is off. And if they do choose to arrest you, Agatha, don't count on me as a character witness.
James, I didn't mean it to end up like this.
Look, excuse me, everybody. I really do feel we should send everyone home. And tell Mrs. Asquith she can stop playing now.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, Mrs. Wendell, it's me. I don't know if you've heard.
I have indeed.
The news of your behaviour has spread through the countryside like foot and mouth disease.
Yes, well, as you can imagine, right now, James doesn't want to be under the same roof as me.
Well, I can't say I'm surprised. Still, hopefully one day he'll pick up the pieces and start anew with someone worthy of him.
Yes, well, right now there's just a small problem of where I'm going to live, and I was wondering, could I possibly stay on in my cottage?
Oh, Mrs. Raisin, of course you can stay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That'll be £50 per person per night, plus a £200 deposit.
No, I meant, can I buy my cottage back?
Oh, I think not, Mrs. Raisin. You may see this place as a house, but to me it's more like a goose.
A goose, Mrs. Wendell?
A goose that's laying golden eggs. Now, you're welcome to stay so long as you abide by my rules. Number one, no gentleman callers. I have my reputation to think of. I mean, it chills me to the bone to think I'll be having a bigamist in my back bedroom. Still, I shall boil wash the sheets in the morning.
Well, I could always sleep on the floor.
Rule two, breakfast is at 8 o'clock sharp. It's a toasted croissant with conserves and marmalade and a soupçon of café au lait.
Oh, good. Nothing like a full English.
Number three, no pets. There's only room for one puss-puss in this house, and my Himalayan long hair must have priority. Come along.
Reached the answer phone of James Lacey. Please leave a message.
James, it's me. And I realise right now you'd rather have your tongue torn out than talk to me, but please believe me. I didn't want this to happen. I thought Jimmy was dead. He's certainly been dead to me for 25 years, but I was terrified of losing you, and I'll do anything I can to put things right between us. Chivers? Oh, Chivers. Has James kicked you out as well? You can stay here tonight if you're very quiet. This isn't our house anymore. It's Mrs. Wendell's bed and breakfast come prisoner of war camp. That's right. You curl up on the bed. Nothing can stop you sleeping. But I'm going for a walk. Okay, God, so it's the middle of the night and I'm stuck in a field, and even if I do find my way out, I've lost everything I ever cared for. Well, is there any way you could squeeze just a little bit more misery? Could you make me suffer just a little bit more? Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, no, Agatha, it's a small one.
Jimmy, what the hell are you doing here?
Well, that's not very nice. And I made so much effort to come up and see you.
You made my life hell 30 years ago, and as soon as I found a better one, you came to destroy that as well.
You should never have walked out on me.
And you shouldn't have done the things you did.
I never laid a finger on you.
The bruises have gone, Jimmy, but the memories won't fade.
Ah, don't be like that. I had to walk 80 miles to get here, you know. Sleeping in ditches, eating whatever the bin man left behind. So, how's about a kiss for your ever-loving husband?
Get off me!
Hello?
Mrs. Raisin. Firstly, good morning. Secondly, may I say that your breakfast is now on the compost heap. Never mind, your loss is the earthworm's gain.
Fair enough.
Thirdly, I seem to remember telling you there were no pets at this establishment. Well, either that's a cat on the lower part of your anatomy, or you really do need to get your legs waxed.
Chivers managed to climb up the drainpipe. Still, I'm sure you can always put up an electrified fence.
And fourthly, the Merstershire police are here to see you.
What?
Bill Wong, you know, and WPC something or other.
What do they want?
Well, you know, I think it might be something to do with the attempted bigamy. Either that, or they're holding a village fete and they want to use your wedding dress as a raffle prize.
Bill, can I just say I'm so sorry?
Good morning, Mrs. Raisin. This is WPC Heard.
Hello. I don't have any excuse. I know what I did was wrong.
Really?
Yes, and I'm actually looking forward to prison.
You really mean that?
Indeed. After 8 hours staying with Mrs. Wendell, all I can say is hooray for Holloway.
Well, really?
Mrs. Wendell, we will let you know if and when we need you.
Oh, all right. I'll just get on with the dusting.
Mrs. Raisin, what are you actually confessing to?
Attempted bigamy. I thought Jimmy was dead.
Right. Now, is that all you're admitting to?
Well, what were you hoping for? That I abducted Lord Lucan? That I made wallpaper paste out of Shergar?
Did you leave a message last night on the answer phone of Mr. James Lacey?
Well, yes. If I'd popped round, I'd only have had the door slammed in my face, and I didn't much fancy a broken nose.
And what exactly did you say in this answer phone message?
Well, I don't remember every word, but I think the underlying theme was I'm sorry.
Did you perhaps use the words, I'll do anything I can to put things right?
Well, now you've come to mention it. Bill, what's all this about?
1 hour after making that call, you were observed by a local farmer having an altercation with Mr. Jimmy Raisin.
Well, yes, I was. And I think I shoved him into a ditch. What do you expect me to do, help him make a daisy chain?
Shortly after this altercation, Jimmy Raisin was found dead. Do you have any explanation for this?
No. No, he can't be.
Agatha Raisin, believe me, I really don't want to do this, but...
Hold on.
What?
That's him. That's him in that photograph.
Which photograph, Mrs. Raisin?
The photograph on the television. That's Jimmy.
Agatha, that is the photograph of Mr. Norman Wendell, Mrs. Wendell's late husband.
But it's Jimmy. Can't you see?
I can see very clearly, and that is not Jimmy Raisin. That is Norman Wendell. I knew him extremely well, and he died nearly 5 years ago.
It can't be. It's Jimmy. But what's he doing on Mrs. Wendell's television?
She's obviously playing for time.
No.
Agatha Raisin, I am arresting you for the murder of Jimmy Raisin. You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defense if you...
Bill, no! I'm innocent!
In Agatha Raisin, Penelope Keith starred as Agatha, and Malcolm Sinclair was James. Mrs. Bloxby was played by Liza Sadovy, and D.C. Wong by Stephen Hogan. James Holmes was Roy, Tina Gray, Mrs. Wendell. John Rogan was Jimmy, and Tim Whitnall was Martin. Agatha Raisin was dramatised by David Semple, from the novel by M.C. Beaton, and the producer was Carol Smith.